Thank you, and we declare that you do reign on high, Father, and we just love your presence, Lord.
Rage. I don't have to be afraid. love me. Your love never fails.
Nothing can separate.
Nothing can separate. Even if I ran away, your love never fails.
Jesus, you make all things work. Thank you for this day. Thank you for this glory. Thank you for this covenant. Thank you for your presence. You said that we've been called into the very fellowship that your Son has with you.
Yes.
We thank you for that perfect fellowship. Father, we open our minds, our hearts, our very bodies to your glory this morning. We want you to know that we give up our ways and we receive your glory, your answer, your word, your life this morning. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
Oh, we do, Lord. We can't praise you enough. There's no words to describe how wonderful and pleasant you are in your word. In knowing you, to know you is above all that we would ever desire. We have to know you more and more. We'll never know you enough, Lord, because you're just everything unimaginable, because you're supernatural, Lord. We praise you for your presence, as our brother said, Lord. We praise you that you chose to live in us, that you never leave us nor forsake us. You're an ever-present help in time of trouble. Your grace is sufficient when we're weak and we're tired and we don't know what to do. You said, call upon me and I will answer you. And I will calm you and cause your heart to be at peace. Oh, God, we love you. We thank you for Jesus. Jesus, we thank you that you have taken your life for us and given us all that we need, that we have your health in our veins and in our hearts and in our organs and in our glands. Your Zoe life registers within every cell of our bodies. We thank you for that. We thank you that we have the mind of Christ as we keep our mind stayed on you and you alone. You and your word that will keep us from here to eternity. Your word that lifts us up. Your word that always encourages us. We thank you, God. We can't ever thank you enough. Like I've said, I've never been able to thank you enough. And you said, make our speech right. Oh, Lord, that song, how's it go, Lord, how's it go? He that offereth praise glorifies me, and he that offereth his conversation aright, will I show the salvation of God. Kundiriohai. Yes, Lord, it's in your word. We just have to speak it and give it voice. It's your word that you said we must speak. To have all that it says, and we do have it. For everything, all the blessings of heaven is ours. Ephesians 1:3. All that you have for us is ours. And we must not ever limit you, Lord, because you are all in all. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit, that you were sent to comfort and guide us, and that we never have to fear because we have your peace, your love, and all your promises that are yes and amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Father, we just thank you for the work of the cross within each one of us. It's a done deal. A done deal. That which you have done, you have caused your Son to pour out upon us for your glory and for your honor and for that which you are bringing forth in these days ahead, Almighty God, have been created since before the foundations of the world. And we thank you that you have brought us into this place, in this time, for this season, Lord, to be dedicated for your purposes in your kingdom, to bring forth those, Almighty God, whom you have destined to be with you forever and ever. And we give you the praise and the honor and the glory forever and ever. And thank you for your loving kindness, your goodness, and your mercies and your grace. And to you we give all praise, all glory, and all honor. In Jesus' name.
We thank you, Lord, for the Son of Man. Worthy is the Son of Man. Worthy is the Son of God. Worthy is the precious Lamb. Thank you for your blood, Lord, that courses through our veins, that gives us life, supernatural, abundant life, Lord. Praise your name. Praise your name. You are worthy.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you for all that you've filled our lives with, for the blessings. We just give you the glory and the honor. Thank you for everything you do.
Amen. Hallelujah. How good and pleasant it is when the brethren dwell together in unity. It's like the precious oil that flows down the beard and commands a blessing, and how when the body comes together, each has a part, each has a word and a song, and we are many parts of the body, but we are one. So we worship you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, team. You guys are amazing. You love the Lord. It's obvious in the worship and the songs that you pick, and we are so blessed to have that in our midst. Hallelujah. I'm going to start with two announcements that Joe asked that I would do this morning, but we're going to still keep this beautiful atmosphere because the Lord's in our midst. And Jesus walks among the churches. Hallelujah. On Saturday, October the 5th at 7 p.m., if you'll look in your handout, we have a praise and prayer campfire service. It has all the information on it, but this is part of our unity gathering from the different congregations of independence. And so we're expecting again for the Lord just to continue to bring us together as one in the midst. And then the next announcement is on Saturday, October the 12th. There is a work day at the church from 8 a.m. till noon. If you can be a part of that, we have a sign-up sheet out in the lobby. If you could please sign, there's four different categories. So if you could please do that, then we'll know if we need to consolidate those down to smaller groups or what we need to do. But we would appreciate that if you do have time available. And if you don't have all 4 hours, even if maybe you could come 1 hour or 2 hours too. So, and then put that time frame next to it that you could be a part of that. So God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. We are going to get back into, part of what I love to do is to elevate the Lord Jesus Christ. There, to me, that is my number one call in life, is to elevate the Lamb, the Lion. So we're going to we're going to play a song that I've asked Rich to put on for us and for Lee. God bless you, brothers. And so again, let's just glorify the Lord Jesus because he's worthy. That Jesus Christ is the Lord. Amen. And if we can turn to John chapter 1:1-4. And in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And He was in the beginning with God, and all things came into being through Him. And apart from Him, nothing came into being that has come into being. And in Him was life, and the life was the light of men. Amen. Jesus is, He is the Prince of Peace. He is the Wonderful Counselor. He is the Mighty God. He is Adonai. He is the Advocate. He is the Anointed One. He is the Beloved One. He is the Branch of Righteousness. He is the Bread of Heaven. He is the Bread of God. And Dorothy, that same Spirit dwells in you. He is the Bridegroom. He is the Cornerstone. He is the Christ. He is the Dayspring from on high. He is the Deliverer. He is the Door. He is the Faithful and True One. He is the Faithful Witness. He is the Last Adam. He is the First and the Last. He is God. And Wyatt, His Spirit dwells in you. He is the First and the Last. He is the Only Begotten Son. He is the Good Shepherd. He is the Governor. He is the Victorious One. He is the Liberator. He is the Great High Priest. He is the Head of all things. He is the Head of the Church. He is the Heir of all things. He is the Holy One. He is the Holy Servant. He is the Horn of Salvation. He is the Image of God. He is Emmanuel. He is the Intercessor. And Richard, His Spirit dwells in you. He is Jesus. He is Jesus Christ. He is Jesus of Nazareth. He is Jesus, the Son of Joseph. He is Jesus, the Messiah, and He has triumphed into this place today and herald as He who was and is to come.
Hallelujah. He's Jesus the Nazarene. He's the judge of the living and the dead. He is the King of Israel. He is the King of the Jews. He is the Lamb of God. He is the last Adam. He is the light of the world. He is the Lion of the tribe of Judah. He is the Lord. He is the Lord of glory. He is the Master. He is the Mediator. And Rhonda, His Spirit dwells in you. He is the morning star. He is the mystery of God. He is our Passover. He is the Prince. He is the Prince of the kings of the earth. He is the Prince of life. He is a prophet. He is the great rabbi. He is the Redeemer. He is the resurrection and the life. He is the righteous one. He is the root of David. He is the ruler. He is the Savior. He is the son of Abraham. He is the son of David. He is the son of God. He is the son of man. And Becca, His Spirit dwells in you. He is the teacher. He is the Christ. He is the Amen. He is the coming one. He is the firstborn of the dead. He is the captain of the host of the Lord's armies. He is the Lord of glory. He is the living one. He is the true vine. He is the truth. He is the way. He is the life. He is the Word. He is the watcher over our souls. He is the wisdom of God. He is the Word of God. He is Yeshua. He is Yeshua HaMashiach. And my beloved brothers and sisters, His Spirit, if you are born again, it dwells in you. So that means you have a piece and a partaker of every part of the name and the character of Christ. For He is known as Emet. He is the truth in Hebrew. He is known as El HaGibor. He is God the hero. He is God the strong one. He is known as HaKadosh Baruch. He is the Holy One blessed. He is El Elyon. He is God Most High. He is Yahweh, which is the proper most holy name of God. He is Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Messiah, Jesus Christ, Jesus the Anointed One. He is Rosh Pinah. He is the chief cornerstone, the chief priest. He is Rosh Ha'idah, the head of the congregation, the chief shepherd. Hallelujah. He is El. He is God. He is Allah. He is awesome. He is Eloah. He is the God. He is Elohim. He is the power. He is the all-powerful one. He is El Shaddai, God Almighty. He is Elyon, Supreme Most High. Oh, hallelujah. He is the Shekinah. He is the presence or the glory, the manifestation of God. Amen. Yeah. Amen. And on and on and on and on and on for eternity. For eternity, there will be great processions and testimonies and pageantries of the beauty of our Lord. And if we did not praise Him and worship Him, the rocks would cry out. He is Ha Sherer. He is the gate or the door. He is Ha Palat, the deliverer. He is the King of kings and the Lord of lords. He's the head of all things. Hallelujah. Holy be to the Lord Most High. Rich, if you could play that next song. Thank you. holy, 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 holy. No. We got the last part of that CD, but we're missing the first half of it, which is very powerful as well. So Rich is going to look at that again and see if we can't try to get that. Jesus came to rescue the human heart for God. He longs for love and friendship with us. He made us in his image, for Jesus is the Word. Amen. And the Word was released to create men and women. Jesus shows us how to draw life from the Father. See, God didn't choose to relate to us through religion, but through intimacy and relationship. For Jesus shows us how to live open and real. He made it possible so that we could experience the real thing, real love. And Jesus shows us how to care deeply, how to be fierce about the right things, how to be true to oneself and faithful to the Father. How to be the same person in every circumstance. Free from the fear of man. Free from the power of either success or opposition. Jesus was a man on fire. He was affected by life. He was humanity in its truest form. He was blunt. He was compassionate, truthful, sensitive. He's just like us. We're just like him. And the more that we can grasp this truth, the more approachable he will be to us. and the more love and trust we'll have for Him. Because words on a page cannot compare to personal experience. They just can't. He wants to bring us to an experience of Him. And what does that look like? He has a sense of humor. He's funny. He's approachable. We have learned, you know, how to worship His holiness and His majesty, but how have we learned how to be His friend and how to let Him be Himself with us? There's going to come a time when we stand before Him and we have our crowns of righteousness and they're going to all be thrown on the sea of glass at His feet. But He wants us to relate to Him on a personal, intimate way in this earth. He wants us to be aware that He's always trying to share life with us, that He loves us, that He's not ashamed of us, that He doesn't come to condemn us. And, you know, the Lord just kind of spoke to me and said, you know, Renee, when you share your stories with me, He says what that does is that opens people to the possibilities that maybe haven't experienced me, that I would want to do that with them and experience life with them. So my stories that I share are to pull away the gate that has kept Jesus so far away from us so that we can see how real and approachable He is. He's funny. Here's a story just happened yesterday. And I'm going to share these stories because we're going to pull away that fog, that religious fog, that is such a separation from the real Jesus, from truly who He is. Yesterday, Joe and I have this really cool little green tree frog that we see in our pool at 3 o'clock in the morning, but we can't see him because he hides all the time. And one day in this little pond, which he likes to hang out in, we saw a fountain all over, and we thought, oh gosh, the raccoons got him, and we were so sad, you know. He's our frog. He became our buddy. You know, we love creation. We're made from God, and God loves creation. And so as we begin to open our heart to God, we're going to start finding out that we're going to start expanding and seeing, you know, creation and the intricacies that He created for man. He created the earth for us. The Bible says it's His and the fullness thereof, but He created it for us. So I'm sitting there, you know, on the chase, and I'm just, you know, with the Lord and kind of going through His word, listening to some worship and all that. And I heard Him breathe over my heart, which He's trying to get my attention, right? I heard Him just, it's that, you know, you begin to recognize Him when He comes, right? Like Elijah, you know, here's this big fire and this whirlwind and all that. But all of a sudden, here comes that still small voice. And oh, He says, there's my master. I'm coming out of the cleft of the rock so I can see Him. So I stopped at what I was doing. I'm like, ah, I feel You breathing over me. What? And I just heard Him just kind of whisper, turn and look, daughter. And I turned and looked, and there's the frog. I can't help how funny He is. He's so personal. Because I was so concerned that a raccoon ate our pet frog. Is He not funny? And I'm like, Joe and I were like, oh, where does He go? But where does He hide? And where does He? And as I watched Him go into His hiding place. That's our Lord. He wants us to be so aware that He's experiencing life with us. He's bringing the reality of that intimate personal relationship to us. And here's another one. He loves to do that when we're with other people too, so that they can see what He looks like. I'm in Starbucks with a client, a young man. Now this young man, society would look at and be afraid of him. This young man is bald. He has big ear posts in his ears. He has tattoos all over, you know, everywhere. He raises snakes and he's got big spiders, and we're looking for a house that would fit all of these things in his house, right? So we're in Starbucks writing the contract, and it's, you know, I don't know when they close, but it's getting close to closing time, and we look around. There's all kinds of people in there, so like, okay, we're safe. We're writing the contract, and I just felt, all of a sudden, I felt the Lord, His heart for this young man. I just felt it, so I knew He wanted to communicate something to him, so I'm like, okay, Lord, I'm writing this contract, but then I've got one ear open to the Lord. And all of a sudden, here comes the lady behind the counter with her big tray of Starbucks delicacies. And she said, would you all like to have these? I looked at her, and I looked around the room, and she wasn't going to anyone else in the room. I love God. He knows how to get our attention, right? And so he brings, and so I look at this young man, and I won't call him by name just in case someday he listens to this. And I looked at him and said, would you like to help the host? And he was embarrassed. He was shy. He didn't know what to do. And so he said no, but I knew his heart was, it was a yes, right? So I looked at her and he said, you know, I think if you box those up, I think we'll take those. And I called him by name and I said, does this ever happen to you? He said, no, never. And I said, it happens to me all the time. And God wants you to know that he's real. He's approachable. He cares about you. He loves you. And all of a sudden, Lord gave me a word for him that he's a caretaker of his creation, that God called him to be a caretaker of his creation. The things that most people, like the snakes and the spiders, that I would be like, oh, no, someone else got to care for them. Here is this sweet soul that God raised up to be a caretaker. Isn't that amazing? I think that's amazing that God looks down and he looks on the heart and he's always wanting to speak to the heart. He wants to breathe on the heart. He wants to inspire you. He wants to call you into that closeness with him. He's not mad at you. He's not mad. Hallelujah. Okay, here's another one. I'm just going to keep sharing these because this is the real Jesus. This is the real Jesus. We know him as victorious champion. He defeated death, hell, and the grave. But there's more. Rich, can you put that on there when he's just hanging out with his disciples by the boat? He's just relating with them, being one of the guys. Don't you love that about him? I love that about Jesus. I do. So here, one day, I'm sitting in my office, and I'm, you know, paperwork, you know, doing paperwork. And all of a sudden, you know, there's so many people that I know, right? But all of a sudden, this one particular older man came to my heart. Older meaning he's older than me. And I'm old. I'm getting up there. And he came to my heart, and I remember when I helped him get the house. He and his wife were separating, and his wife was, you know, trying to get him into a house and all that. And I just felt so bad for him, and my heart just, and it had been a few years, you know, since I had seen him. And I'm like, Lord, how is he? How is he doing? You know, and I knew it just bothered me all of a sudden. It's like, I didn't know how he was. I didn't know how he was doing. And, you know, so then I went back to my work, and I was going to bring the letter to you today. Within 1 week, I got a letter from this man. Now, I have all kinds of clients, and no one sends me personal letters. Maybe at Christmas time, I'll get a letter, you know, or I'll get a thing about telling me what's going on in the year and all that. But in that letter, when I opened it up, he began to tell me everything about how he was. He began to tell me he was playing in his worship band at church. I'm telling you guys, that kind of stuff undoes me. So we hear, last I knew, he was headed to a not very good place of his life. And then the Lord, you know, obviously I've been praying for him when that whole thing was occurring, but the Lord was showing me how redemptive he was. And so he was like, hey, Renee, I just thought you might like to know what I'm doing now. Okay, who was that? It was the Lord. He heard the cry in my heart. He moved on this man's heart. He said, send her a letter. Let her know how you're doing. Is that an amazing God or what? I mean, oh my gosh, you guys, he's so real. He hears the whispers of your heart. He hears the cries of your heart. They do not go unnoticed by him. They do not go unheard by him. They do not go unmoved. They move his heart. They move him into action on your behalf. He's mad about you guys. He's crazy about you. He desires to manifest himself to you in ways that you haven't even experienced yet. I haven't even experienced yet. Amen. Here's another one. This is, you know, he's funny with me. He really is funny with me. It's hysterical. I went through a drive-thru. Now you guys know I do not eat fast food, right? I don't. Every once in a great while, I'll have a Chick-fil-A. That's not fast food. But I went through fast food. It was like 11 o'clock at night. I had been to this thing, and there was nothing open, and I was starving. I was clear over in Kansas, and so it was the only thing that's open then. So I tried to get the best thing I could get, and I went through line. And seriously, there's nobody ahead of me. I'm going through the line. I get to the window, you know, just singing to the Lord and worshiping Him, you know, and I'm really kind of, you know, nervous about getting the food, because even though it's good as I could find on the menu, it's still fast food. And the lady at the window opened the door, and I gave her my money, and she handed me my bag. She goes, "Here, because you had to wait so long, I supersized everything." I went, "God, that's not fair." But he's funny. Now, there was nobody ahead of me. I didn't wait. I was right through there. But all of a sudden, because you had to wait so long. I went, "Are you kidding me?" But see, that was the Lord. He was being funny with me. He's hysterical. He's so funny. Here's another one. I'm just going to rip back that veil of the religious fog. We are just not going to let the lies of the enemy keep us from experiencing Jesus in a real, daily, tangible way. Amen. One day, I was with somebody in this congregation, and the Lord spoke to me and said, "Give that person a $100 bill. Some of you guys know this story. I said, "Okay. Now, I can't share your stories because you're there. I'm sharing my stories, right?" So I said, "Okay." So I did, and I wrote some things he said, gave it to that person. Praise the Lord. I was happy to do it. You know, when the Lord calls you to do something, you're happy to do it. Well, then, I don't know. A few days later, a lady come up to me, and I had a pocket on. She stuffed something in my pocket, and she said, "Here, this is for you." I got home. I pulled my pocket, opened up. It was a $100 bill. I started laughing. I said, "I know what you're up to, God," because I recognize Him. He wants to relate to me. He wants to be funny with me. He wants to make me laugh. So I went, "Okay, we got the $100 thing going on." I said, "All right, Lord." So I'm just, you know, go through all my days and my weeks, and I'm listening. I went to get my hair done. My hairdresser's going through a really hard time. I heard the Lord say, "Give her $100. I said, "Okay, Lord." So I wrote her a $100 tip, gave her $100. I don't know, a week later, I get an envelope from some old clients, from past clients that live in Texas. And they said, "Hey, Renee, we were just thinking about you and thought maybe you'd like to have a shopping excursion." I opened up the gift, and guess what was in there? $100. My God, it's so funny. I hysterical laughed. I said, "God, you are so funny." I said, "You are hysterical." There was another, so then, you know, I just kind of waited, and there was another situation that came up. Gave it again, except this time he said, "Okay, daughter," and I got $200 back. So I knew that was like, okay, you know, you can't ever outgive God. But he's so funny. He's so personable, and he wants us to recognize that he wants to live real life with us, not the life that maybe we've seen growing up or that we've been taught maybe, but real true life. And then one last story. And then we go to a scripture, and then we're getting really close to ending. I just want to encourage you guys to expect Jesus everywhere, anytime. In Matthew, it's recorded there are 34 intimate personal encounters recorded with people in Jesus. Do you know only one of those takes place in a local congregation? He wants to experience daily life with you and show himself, reveal himself to you. He'll do it in a corporate setting, but he wants to do it with you 24/7. Amen. Jesus wants to be known, and so are we willing to let him be known with us? He's so amazing. Let's turn, there's one story I want to talk about, and that's Lazarus. So it'd be John 11. Because we talked about, you know, I share with you stories about how he just relates to me as he's funny, he's humor, he's approachable, he's sweet. Oh, here's a sweet story while you guys are turning to that. Here's another sweet one. You guys know how much I love birds, right? You know it. If you know me for a amount of time, you do. And this happens all the time. And Joe just looks at me and says, how do you always get to be at the right place at the right time when it comes to these birds? And I said, you know, it's not that. It's the Lord makes sure that the birds are at the right place at the right time for me. So here I am. You know, we have a birdhouse, and every twice a year we have baby mama and daddy wren that build their nest. And we love and enjoy watching them build their nest. And then eventually we'll get to hear the little baby birds. And then eventually they'll get their voice will get stronger and stronger. And I've almost got it, you know, to like, oh, gosh, we're getting close to them coming out of the birdhouse. Oh, I hope I get to see it because, you know, I'm busy. You ask Joe. I mean, we're like, you know, it's like, oh, I hope I get to see it. And I love this about God because I'll be sitting there, I'll be making dinner, I'll be washing my dishes, I'll be getting coffee, I'll be in the office, and I'll hear him blow upon my heart. You guys are going to begin to recognize this, that he's getting your attention. There's a certain way that he's going to blow and try to communicate with you, so you'll be aware so that your eyes will be open. And so I look, and the first thing, okay, I run to the window, I look at that birdhouse, and here they go. I get to watch a baby bird leave. It happens every time. Ask Joe. I can't make them come out. I can't entice them with a big fat worm. I can't do that. But see, God causes them to come out right when I'm watching because he wants to delight me. He wants to fascinate me with creation. He wants to please my heart. Guys, he wants to do that with you too. He does. And I know he does some of that with you, but I know there's some of you that you don't experience him like that very often. And he really wants you to. So in Lazarus, are we up there? Oh, there we go. Okay. Now we're going to look at Jesus as the fierce one. He's fierce over us. You know what I mean? He's fierce. He's so protective and fierce. Okay, so here we go. Here's a story. Jesus had a family that he loved. Mary, Martha, Lazarus. He loved them. They were his buddies. So we know the story about Lazarus. He was really sick. They came to him. He said, Lord, he's sick, but if you'll come pray for him, you know, please, you know, he's going to die. And we know the story. Jesus waited. Lazarus ended up, you know, passing. He went there. He took his disciples there. Let's see. Are we about 33? If we just keep on going a little bit more rich. Okay, and a little bit more. And then one more. Then we'll be where I want to be. Okay. Okay, yeah, if you go back to that last slide, because this is really important here. No, it's the one. Go forward. Yeah, okay, now you're going backwards, so go forward, like... Okay, that's okay. Just stay there. That's okay. We can do it here. Okay, there's two times in this scripture where it says Jesus was deeply moved. And it involved the death of his friend Lazarus, and it involved the mourning and the grieving that the people were, the friends and the family, because Lazarus had died. When you look at that moved deeply, when you look at the Greek, what the meaning of that is that means that he snorted like a war horse. He was angry because death was never the plan. And to see his friend, and God said, I want you to raise him up, he snorted over death because he's got the power over death. So I love that. Look it up. Deeply moved. It says in the Greek, it's like he snorted like a horse snorts in anger. He was deeply moved by that. So then what does he do? He goes to the tomb. He goes to the opening of it. Jesus is fierce over you, people. He came to the opening, and the Bible says he cried out with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. You know, I'm so glad Jesus at least had a couple times of raising his voice, because sometimes I do. I'm just going to share this with you. And that really bothered me when sometimes I got loud. Maybe sometimes you guys get loud. Sometimes you're quiet, and, you know, and we've learned what, you know, sometimes that, well, that's not really acceptable in the body or whatever. And see, Jesus wants to just destroy all of that. That's not true. And so I said, you know, I remember that one time saying, oh, Lord, sometimes I get loud and I yell and I, you know, speak loud. And I just heard him say, and Jesus cried out with a loud voice. That set me free. Just one sentence, right? And Jesus cried out with a loud voice. I said, hallelujah, I'm in good company. My Lord did it, I'm going to do it. So Jesus cried out with a loud voice. He called forth to Lazarus. And when you look in the Greek at that moment when he cried out with a loud voice, it is the same Greek for when he spoke to the storm and he said, be still. He's fierce. It's the same word used. The same word. He is fierce. Fierce, fierce, fierce. And his spirit lives in you guys. So guess what? You're fierce. This is the really cool thing about the Lord, guys, is he really wants to use you with those around you to manifest himself. He's an amazing God. So before we end, you know, I had something else too that I really wanted to talk about. I wanted to talk about prophecy and prophets because I think that we also need to be taught about, you know, the way that moving's in the church, and then in Corinthians, the gifts of the church, the gifts of the Spirit, because we're all parts of the body, so we all have gifts. Some have songs, some have interpretation, some have tongues, some have gift of healing, some have gifts of faith, some have prophecies, some have tongues and interpretations. So I really wanted to get into that, and I'm hoping that we can later, because it's so important we begin to see ourselves as parts of the body. Each of us have a part, none of us are the whole, and all of our gifts need to come and to be to be manifested to edify us and glorify the Lord. But we didn't get to all that. But I just want to end, because I just want to glorify Jesus, because we just don't have time and I want to end it. But I want to glorify him again, you guys, because he is so worthy, and he wants to relate to you in such a personal level. And so, you know, I thought it was appropriate that we end with a song magnifying him and his majesty. So I love you. God bless you. God bless you and keep you. May his face shine upon you. May he give you rest and peace. And may you go through your day and through your week victorious, conquering your land and claiming all that is yours. In Jesus' name. Feel free to leave whenever you guys need.